Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But any way you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante. Yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by...
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Today I want to share the topic of how does being bilingual help you communicate and how does it help you in your business? ¿Cómo les ayuda en su negocio? Welcome, this is Marty Angel, your host of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. If you are just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. Bienvenidos a el podcast de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I want to share a story. A day ago, I was recalling some of my childhood memories of how learning to be bilingual came to me because I was starting to be bilingual approximately from the age of 5, because prior to the age of 5, I was monolingual. I was a Spanish speaker. Spanish was my first language, but I was born in the U.S. But specifically, I remembered how embarrassed I used to get when I used to mispronounce words in English or in Spanish. I remember feeling the shame and the fear of what people thought of me. And mostly they were the grown-ups in my life. I was worried about what the grown-ups in my life were actually thinking about me. It's really true. It's like, I was told I was an old soul, but, you know, in retrospect, I think about it and I think I must have been an old soul, because why would I be worried about being a child about what the adults thought of me? Well, anyway, so then I would repeat the word or phrase multiple times in my head until my brain would ache and my body would shake and my eyes would tear up. I remember that so clearly. It was almost as though I would bring it on myself. Well, I did bring it on myself, but it was like a wave. And this was somewhat of a daily event for me, and it was really frustrating. And I look back at that now, and although now in thinking of it, it really only happened, like I said before,
with the people that I thought were my superiors and with those adults that I really wanted to impress, or just any adult, actually. And then it just would happen, right? So I would love to hear from you. I would love to really hear from you if you ever felt this way. If you're bilingual, monolingual, trilingual, multilingual, I would love to hear from you if you ever had to. If any of my story today resonates with you, make sure you reach out to me. So remember that this did not happen, though, with my friends, I thought was interesting. Even though many of my friends could not speak the same language, we did not speak the same language. You see, Spanish, like I said before, was my first language, yet I was born in the U.S. But my parents, who came from Mexico, my dad wanted to make sure, mi padre, wanted to make sure that I could speak both languages equally and have a very rich vocabulary in both. You know, his story was that he was forced to drop out of med school in Mexico because his rich uncle stopped paying for his schooling at the insistence of the uncle's new wife. Why? Because after many years, she was in her late 40s, and back in the day, that was not something that happened, but she got pregnant. And so he was told by his wife, you cut off. You're not going to support your nephew anymore because we're having a child. So that's how my father came to the States. He knew he needed to have a better life for himself and to create one for his future. Many years this led my life here in the States. And as I came into the world, I realized that I was in this place of learning to navigate two languages evenly. My dad knew that learning English would be a given, and he also knew that it was easy for me due to the fact that I was placed in English immersion classes. See, back in the day, they didn't have bilingual education. They only had English education, and those that couldn't speak English were put in what they called the immersion group. That's where I ended up. And I remember him yelling at me. I remember. Me gritaba. Whew. Y me decía, o todo en inglés, o todo en español. Which means that either you speak all in English or all in Spanish, but do not mix them. Now that's so different because now we embrace the Spanglish. We understand how important it is that we practice this code switching and how it enhances our brain activity. But my dad told me this because he had it in his mind that the only way to navigate both languages properly was to speak one at a time. As I said before, we now know differently. And so in thinking about that, you know, in being a bilingual educator, you know, when I got my multicultural, multi-language credential, it was really something different. But growing up bilingual, I want you to know if you're a bilingual person, it can be a privilege and yet it can be a challenge. Because not everyone has the advantage of learning or having an English-speaking parent, learning from the parents, nor the privilege of having parents who can help you expand your vocabulary by reading you soothing stories in English and Spanish and whatever other language you speak, Farsi, French, whatever. And so My experience as a first-generation student was challenging. Raise your hand, baby. Raise your hand if you also are a first generation. But I loved, you know, I think about it now, and I love the perseverance, the tenacity, and the stick-to-itness that it afforded me. It taught me how to have patience, and I actually learned the ability to acquire new languages at a rapid pace. So this bilingual mind that you have actually is an asset, and it works both ways. Think about this. As a bilingual person, you can navigate two cultures, and it's so incredibly important. Como mujer de éxito, como mujer emprendedora, si hablas los dos idiomas, efectivamente tú puedes comunicarte con las dos culturas, las mexicanas, las latinas y también los de habla inglesa. And now I'm currently relearning, and I say relearning just like recommitting, relearning my third language, which I studied in high school and in college, and then I was able to go to Paris for 1 month to practice. Yep, je parle un peu français. Although my experience, though, you know, growing up bilingual helped to mold me, my feelings, mis sentimientos, are not unique. Now, I strongly encourage all my first-generation students, being that I was a college educator, to embrace their frustration when they're learning in English or a second language after having Spanish be the first language. Because it pays off. It pays off when you're interacting with people who are not native to English or Spanish. So the really quick story here was that I was learning French, and then when I went to go live in Paris for a month, I was actually communicating in French, and then we moved over to Holland, and my homestay family that was there, they could not speak English, and I was definitely not speaking their language. But guess what? Their daughter was learning French, and so I was able to communicate with the daughter, and we were speaking French, and that was how we figured out, besides, you know, a lot of grunting and sign language, we figured out how to communicate with each other. Yeah, so that was so cool, because in my high school years, I was afforded that opportunity to travel abroad to Europe with a program. I don't know if it's still alive, but it was called People to People. And it was a program that was designed to foster appreciation of the diversity of other cultures and learn how interacting with people of other nationalities and cultures are critically important. And as I was thinking about that, it's almost as though it was setting the stage for me to be successful in business. I find now that as a Latina business coach, it allows me and affords me the opportunity to be able to be more open and to be more accepting and to really get in there and do what I can do best, which is empower others to be more than they think they can be. But it was then that I realized how strange the English-only attitude that thrives in the U.S. really is. In my point of view, and this is my point of view, having that English-only attitude, I'm referring to the perspective that all immigrants in the U.S. have historically been forced to acquire such as prioritizing English and then prioritizing English over other languages, and finally assimilating to this dominant culture of English only. So it's my experience as an educator that taught me that this attitude actually suppresses the desire to be bilingual, especially in Spanish. especially in Spanish. And this has nothing to do with racism. That's going to be saved for another talk. But additionally, this attitude, this English-only attitude, and this habla inglés solamente porque estás aquí en los Estados Unidos, is really, really damaging. This attitude traces back to the imperialist white supremacist history and non-inclusive immigration policies. And the ugly thing is that we're seeing those come to fruition again. Our future, my friends, I really believe this, is all about embracing the notion of being linguistically diverse. Because of the rapid migration patterns enabled through globalization, more and more people speak multiple languages. And I really feel that the more that we embrace other cultures and languages, the more efficient our nation becomes economically, socially, and politically. Many nations encourage the ability and the integration of bilingualism and multilingualism, and they promote a multicultural environment by respecting people of other cultures. Tenemos que aprender a respetar a todos. This is what the United States needs so badly right now. This is 2022 if you're listening to this, and we sorely need this. We needed it forever, but now we need it more. Coming out of this pandemic, we must see how united we can truly be when we embrace diversity. The United States, now more than ever, I really believe this, needs to become more accepting by respecting other languages and by stopping the bigotry of the prior administration and all of the bigotry it promoted. People living in the United States, gente que está viviendo en los Estados Unidos, tenemos que dejar de pasar juicio sobre otras personas. We need to stop constantly judging others who speak broken English or have a foreign accent. Tenemos que aceptar que a veces hablamos otros idiomas y que todo está bien. We limit our brains, my friends. Let's go into the biology. We limit our brains and create a fixed mindset when we limit ourselves to only speaking English. This focus should be on learning, you know, the focus of all education should be on learning as many languages as possible, because languages are beautiful. They make us who we are. They make us a more colorful nation. I am convinced that it is vital that we develop an inclusive and rich linguistic society that not only tolerates, because toleration is something, so that not only tolerates people from and of other cultures, but it actually helps us learn to accept them. Being tolerant is very different, my friends, than being accepting. Tolerando alguien que habla otro idioma es completamente diferente que aceptando la persona que habla el otro idioma. Muy diferente. So people like me, una chica de aquí de San Diego, who have learned English as their second language, have the gift of being able to communicate effectively in multiple ways and to smoothly adapt to other cultures. Being bilingual, my friends, has helped me to be more open and accepting of more. I see it now as something beautiful. I strongly believe that being a multicultural person, I can now embrace the cross-cultural challenges and the narratives that are out there. Truly, as my dad would say, mira, mijita, somos todos de este mundo. Looky, baby, we are all of this earth. and we are a fundamental part of the United States, its culture, and its future. When we learn to embrace the diversity among us all, besides the fact that it brings more color and love into the world, we together can move forward. So I encourage you, if you're out there and you're bilingual and you're a mujerpreneur, I encourage you to let your Latina-ness show. If you're a multicultural mujer, let it show. If you're bilingual, multilingual, let it show. Share it, my friends. I know that I, for one, love to listen to the various languages that I encounter. I love it. I have a really good friend who speaks Farsi, and I just listen for the similarities, right? And then I had another friend who spoke Portuguese. Couldn't understand a lick of it, but it was fun to watch. And as my grandmother's boyfriend used to say, who, by the way, could only speak English when he was drunk, but he spoke it well enough. He said, be yourself, gosh damn it. Be yourself. So here's what I say. No te escondas. No te avergüences. Tú puedes. You can do anything. Don't hide. Don't be embarrassed. Have no shame. Know that you can do anything you set your mind to. Truly, truly, truly. And let all the negativity of what happened because you're bilingual, all of the things that happened to me, I could go on and on and on, being slapped because I spoke Spanish by that first grade teacher, and on and on and on, you know, watching my friends also be slapped because we were speaking Spanish. I only had, and by the way, none of my friends were Latinas. I was teaching them Spanish. And no, it wasn't the bad words. So, my friends, amigos, acuérdense que bajo Dios, todos somos igual. Under God, we are all the same. We are all loved, we're all blessed. My friends, I hope you find this episode, I would say, challenging, to really challenge you to embrace the diversity. And if you like this episode, then may I ask that you please share it. And please come find me on all my social channels. I am easy to find. I am the same everywhere you look. At Marti Angel, Marti Angel, M-A-R-T-I, Angel, _ ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. This is Marti Angel, Latina Business Coach, signing off. And wherever you are, have a great día, noche, or tarde, day, night, or afternoon. And remember to share the blessing that we all are. And remember that I am so incredibly blessed to have you, my listeners, listen to this podcast. May you have a beautiful day, and let's go out there and embrace diversity. Have a good one, guys. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.